Well, hello. This is our bonus service of sorts, one that I'm sure everybody watching on YouTube probably wasn't expecting, but those who are gathered here definitely did. Today is going to be our responsive prayer service along with confirmation questioning. And so we do have our two confirmands, Peyton and Jordan, who have studied very hard over the last 3 years and especially over the last 3 days, I'm sure. And so they are going to confess what they believe according to the Small Catechism and the Lutheran Confessions. And so we'll look forward to hearing them answer our questions as we continue through the service. The service today is going to be a little different than everybody is used to because we've never done it, at least not in my time here. And so be sure to download that that service bulletin that I will have on the church website, which you can find in the description below the video. So just be aware of all of those things as we continue forward. With that being said, I will invite you gathered here to stand as we begin with our opening versicles. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Who has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will perform my vows to you. And that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble, I will offer to you burnt offerings of fattened animals with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Please be seated. Our first reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from Matthew chapter 28. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time, we sing together our hymn. In confirmation, we talked about God as a general idea. We talked about the Bible, and we talked about what God gives us in the Bible, which is known as his law. And so we're going to talk about those things first. So our first question is for Peyton.
Yes.
Ready? Mm-hmm. What are the three ways we know God exists?
Nature, conscience, and the Bible.
Very good. And which of those is the most important, Jordan?
The Bible.
Why?
Because it tells us who God is and how to get to heaven.
Perfect. What are the two main teachings of the Bible, Peyton?
Law and gospel.
Law and gospel. What is the law, Jordan?
It shows our sin.
It shows our sin. What about the gospel?
It shows our Savior.
Very good. How did God originally give the law to his people, Peyton?
He wrote it on their hearts.
He wrote it on their hearts. Later, God wrote it down, and what do we call it?
The Ten Commandments.
Very good. To what person did God give those Ten Commandments?
Moses.
And where did it take place?
Mount Sinai.
Very good. What does inspiration mean?
God breathed.
And the Bible, we say that the Bible is inerrant. What does inerrant mean?
Without error.
Right. Okay. Who is the one true God?
The Trinity.
The Trinity, the three in one. Very good. Who are the persons of the Trinity?
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Okay, what two jobs do we ascribe to God the Father, Peyton?
Creation and preservation.
That's one page down already. Look at that. You guys are on fire. Here we go. What job do we ascribe to God the Son?
Justification.
What job do we ascribe to God the Holy Spirit?
Sanctification.
Okay. What is sin?
from missing the mark or going against the Ten Commandments.
Very good. And there are three enemies that tempt us to sin. Which three are those?
The world, our flesh, and the devil.
Very good. And when we sin, we say there are two different types. What are they?
Original and actual.
Original and actual. Which one is original sin?
Oh, hard. sin we're born with, inherited from Adam and Eve.
Yes. And then there are two types of actual sin. What do we call those two types?
Omission and commission.
Right. Which ones are commission?
Commission is something that we shouldn't do. And omission is something that we should have done, but we didn't.
Very good. Very good. Is it possible to be saved by doing the law?
No, we need our Savior.
That's right. We need a Savior. Even if we could be the best people in the entire world, we would still fall short. Right? All right. How about this? What is the Catechism?
Bible in a nutshell.
The Bible in a nutshell. And it has six chief parts.
Ten Commandments, Lord's Prayer, Lord's Supper, Confession, Baptism.
I know you know it.
Oh, Creed.
There you go. Very good. Very good. And who wrote the whole thing?
Martin Luther,
right. Of course, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Very good. All right. Why do we call it the Bible in a nutshell?
Because it's all the teachings in the Bible condensed into one book.
Very good. Very good. The Bible in short form. It's the Cliff Notes. Okay. All right. Next. Okay. So we talked about the Bible. We talked about God. We talked about the law. Let's move on to the Apostles' Creed. The very first words of the creed are the exact same thing as what creed means. What does creed mean?
Who says this?
Let's go with Peyton.
Oh, I believe.
I believe. That's right. Creed means I believe. And there are three creeds of the Christian church. Which are they?
Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles.
Very good. Which one's in the Catechism?
Apostles.
Okay. Do you guys know the first article of the Apostles' Creed?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
Are we saying this together?
Yeah, say it together.
Okay. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Very good. All right. Well, he's a maker of heaven and earth, right? What does the word create mean?
Me?
Yeah.
To make from nothing.
To make from nothing. And with what did God use to create the world?
His word.
His word. And how long did it take him to make everything?
6 days.
6 days. What kind of days were they?
24-hour days.
That's right. Regular 24-hour days. And on the seventh day, he did something special. What was it?
He rested,
which is why we have a day of rest, too. It's wonderful. Could God have used evolution to create the world?
Yes.
But did he?
No, the Bible teaches us that he did not.
Yes, he did not use evolution. What is God's foremost visible creation?
People.
That's right. And then there are also something God created called angels. What are the two types of angels?
Good and bad.
Good and bad, right. Normally the good ones we call just angels, and the bad ones we call demons, of course. And when were they created?
We don't know. The Bible doesn't say sometime in the 6 days.
There you go. Sometime in that 6 days, but who knows? All right. Well, when God created, he gave us his image. What is the image of God?
Perfection.
Do we still have it?
No.
Why not?
We lost it in the fall.
We lost it in the fall. What bonus question? This one's not on the sheet. What's the fall?
When Adam and Eve sinned.
Very good. All right. The very, 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 very first sin. All right. So God creates, and then he stepped away from creation? Of course not, right? He still has his hand. He is still doing something for us. And so define for me preservation.
Everything we need for this body and life.
That's right. God is still giving us all that we need, even in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic. He still provides our daily needs. Very good. All right. Well, that's great. That's what we know about the Father. Good job. Let's keep moving, because the second article of the Creed I also want to hear. So here, if you want me to start the first article. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He ascended into hell. And the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Oh, man, you guys got quick or living? I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. All right. Very good. Very good. What are the two natures of Christ?
True man and true God.
Right. Why does he have to be true man?
Because he died for us.
That's right. God doesn't die. Why does he have to be true God?
Because he rose from the dead.
That's right. People don't normally rise from the dead. Only God can do that. All right. And he was anointed, He was anointed for a threefold office. What was it?
Prophet, priest, and king.
Prophet, priest, and king. Very good. And when will Jesus come again?
The last day.
The last day. All right. How about the third article of the creed? Let's go back. Ready? From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, the job that we ascribe to the Holy Spirit, who is all in the third article there, is sanctification. What does sanctification mean?
To make holy.
To make holy. Very good. All right. And he does make us holy by the means of grace. What are the means of grace?
Word and sacrament.
Word and sacrament. All right. And for grace, we ascribe a fun little acronym for it. What is the acronym for grace?
God's riches at Christ's expense.
Very good. All right. And once the Holy Spirit is in us, we have the fruit of faith. What is the fruit of faith?
Good works.
Good works. All right. Well, as we continue through that third article, at the very end, it talks about the resurrection. Whose bodies will rise on the last day?
Everybody's, believers and unbelievers.
Right. And will unbelievers get a second chance to believe at that point?
No.
No. There are no second chances. All right. This is it, right? Question number 52. We're halfway through. And this is what I told you is the most important question in all of the questioning service entirely. So we'll start over here. Ready?
Okay.
How can you be sure you have eternal life?
Because Jesus died and rose for me.
Very good. How can you be sure you have eternal life?
Because Jesus died and rose for me.
Right. Jesus died and rose for me. It's great that he died for the sins of the whole world, but it only counts if it's personal. Got it? All right. What is prayer? Peyton.
Us talking to God.
All right, talking to God. And Jesus gave us the most excellent prayer, which is?
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. How is God's name hallowed? That's something we talk about in the Lord's Prayer.
Whose question is this?
Good question.
I
don't think I did this one either. God's name is hallowed when his word is taught in his truth and purity, and we lead holy lives.
Yep.
All right. How about this one? What is the good and gracious will of God?
His name is hallowed and his kingdom comes.
Very good. All right. How about what is daily bread?
Everything we need to support our body and our life.
Yes. Very good. All right. How are we able to forgive others?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus was able to forgive us.
Bingo. He forgave us first, and that empowers us to do the same. All right. What is the difference between tempting and testing?
Tempting is when Satan is trying to destroy our faith, and testing is when God's trying to make it stronger.
Very good. Very good. All right. The last word of the Lord's Prayer is Amen. What does Amen mean?
Yes, yes. Good job.
All right. Okay, God, prayer, the creed. How about this? Sacraments. How many sacraments are there?
Two.
Two. What are they?
A baptism and the Lord's Supper.
Very good. What does the word baptize mean?
To wash.
To wash. And who told us to do baptisms?
Jesus.
Jesus did. All right. When there's a baptism here, what kind of water do we use?
Regular.
And where does its power come from?
The Word.
The Word, very good. Who is to baptize normally?
The pastor.
The pastor, but what if it's an emergency?
Then any Christian.
Then any Christian can do it. Very good. In the Lutheran church we baptize infants. Some churches don't do that. Why do we baptize infants?
Because they sin and they need forgiveness, and because they're believers and they're of all nations. And God said, let the children come to me.
That all of that is true. Very good. All right. Can an unbaptized person be saved?
Yes.
Yes, right. Do you know what Mark 16:16 is by chance?
I think so.
All right, let's hear it. You want the first word?
Yes.
All right, whoever?
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
Very good. All right. So it's not a lack of baptism that condemns, it's a lack of belief that condemns people. But the Lord did tell us to be baptized, so we should probably do that. Very good. All right, let's keep moving. Next, we have confession. What are the two parts of confession?
Confession and absolution.
Is it a sacrament?
No.
No, right? In the sacrament, we're missing a visible element there. All right, how about this? What sin should we confess privately?
Sin that we feel in our hearts and that we don't want to say from people.
Right, absolutely, yes. But what about publicly?
All the sins we committed or the sins we don't know that we committed.
Right. All sins, very good. All right, what is the office of the keys?
The right that God gave the church that any repentant... The right that God gave the church that they can take away the sins of any repentant and withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant.
Perfect. Very good. And who normally exercises these keys for the church?
Oh, the pastor.
The pastor, that's me. By the grace of God, certainly. All right, and if we're going to exercise those keys and not forgive the sins of someone who is unrepentant, what is the motivation for that discipline?
Love.
Love, right? We don't want anybody to remain in their sin. It's a dangerous place to be. All right. Who told us to celebrate the Lord's Supper?
This is my question.
Who instituted it?
Jesus.
Right. And what day?
Maundy Thursday.
Very important day. All right. And with the Lord's Supper, we believe in something called the real presence. What is the real presence?
The body and blood within the bread and wine.
Right. The body and blood are there. And so there are four things in the sacrament. What four things do we eat?
Bread, wine, body, and blood.
Bread, wine, body, and blood. And the whole thing is called sacramental eating. Very good. So how do we eat the bread and wine?
Naturally.
What about the body and blood?
Supernaturally.
Naturally meaning we understand how we eat, and supernaturally being a way in which we can't comprehend with our logical human mind. Do we eat the body and blood only spiritually?
No.
Is the Lord's Supper an unbloody sacrifice for your most recent sins?
No.
Almost there. Last page. You're so close. All right. And we get benefits from this eating and drinking. It's not just for funsies, but there's actually something that we receive. And so what do we get?
Forgiveness, life, and salvation.
Very good. What are the most important words in the Lord's Supper?
Given and shed for you.
All right. Very good. I think we already did this one. Where does the power come from?
The word.
I think we already had that one once. Should change that for next year. All right. Who receives the body and blood?
Everyone. Believers for a blessing and unbelievers for a curse.
Right. Believers get it as a blessing, but unbelievers do not. Should the weak in faith attend the Lord's Supper?
Yes, because the Lord's Supper strengthens your faith.
Right, strengthens faith. Very good. And who should we deny the Lord's Supper to?
Unbelievers, unconfirmed, weak in faith, not weak in faith.
Very good. Unbelievers, unconfirmed, people living in open sin, all those kinds of things. The list could go on. Because of infant baptism... What right does the church have?
Confirmation.
And with that question, you're at the end. You have answered correctly. And unfortunately, we won't have confirmation today because we're going to save that for when the whole church is gathered here together. But that's questioning. That was the hard part, right? The next part is just you standing up front and answering a few easy questions that you'll have the answers to right in front of you. So all glory be to God, certainly. But these gals worked real hard, so why don't we express our appreciation for their hard work and for the faith that the Lord has granted them. All right, you guys can head back. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord,
have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. Save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Please be seated. Well, thank you for tuning in. For those of you who have been watching online or listening to our audio service, I pray that it was encouraging for your faith, and thank you, ladies, for confessing that faith on our for us so that we might hear and be reminded ourselves. And of course, thank you to their families for coming out to support them as they do this rite of passage into adult membership in the Lutheran Church. So that's all we have for you. So again, thank you and God's blessings.